Good day, I'm Anjoey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, January 27. Coming up, 100 vacant posts to be removed from PICA, JCF partners with church to address domestic violence, and Statin to conduct household survey. The details after the break.
Psst! Smarty out there want you. Them not just want you, them need you. Yes, you are someone's type. So sign up today for the JIS Blood Drive and save a life. February 7, 58A Halfway Tree Road, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just call 926-35904 and sign up. Or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. JIS Blood Drive, February 7. You are someone's type.
Now the news. 100 vacant posts are to be removed from the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. These are among 138 posts that were abolished across ministries, agencies, and departments as stipulated in the Civil Service Establishment General Order 2016. The order, which effects changes to the Civil Service Establishment General Order 2015, was approved by the House of Representatives earlier this week. Minister of Finance and Planning Oli Shaw says it also reflects other changes such as reclassification and new posts created, retitling and the upgrading of posts, and the effective dates for these changes.
The major changes to be effected in the general order include the modernization of the Accountant General's Department to strengthen public financial management in keeping with the thrust to improve efficiency in the public sector and to meet IMF conditionalities.
Other changes are amendment to the Judicature Resident Magistrates Act, which provides for the renaming of the Senior Resident Magistrate to Senior Judge of the Parish Court and renaming the Resident Magistrate to Judge of the Parish Court. The order also repeals the Office of the Trustee in Bankruptcy and establishes the Office of the Supervisor of Insolvency and Office of the Government Trustee. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be making targeted house-to-house contacts during the month of February as part of measures to address domestic violence. The initiative involves partnership with the church. Head of the JCF's Community Safety and Security Branch, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Bishop Dr. Gary Welsh, says the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the New Testament Church of God have already indicated a willingness to partner with the police. An agreement is expected to be reached with the Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches.
We are going to be visiting those who we know are either perpetrators or victims of domestic violence and try to offer some form of counseling and mediation.
The home visits will be undertaken during the week leading up to Valentine's Day on February 14. During the following week, the partners will reach out to at-risk youth and other persons who have limited access to certain services. The Ministry of Education will be overseeing the expansion of the CDA case management software to facilitate a paperless system for tracking and managing cases. State Minister in the Ministry, Floyd Green, says the system will be reprogrammed to facilitate the OCR reporting requirements, which is largely paper-based.
Instead of having two separate case management systems, it will be part and parcel of what the CDA does. So that would go a far way, not only in terms of the real-time referrals, but also in terms of tracking what is happening.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, will be conducting a household expenditure survey from February 6, 2017 to February 2018. The survey is expected to garner information on the goods and services purchased by private households to determine the general pattern of expenditure throughout the country. Project Manager for the Household Expenditure Survey, Shelian Chambers, says goods and services include food, education, health, transportation, recreation, and communication.
So that would be all food types, your bread, your fish, your meat, your vegetables and starchy foods, for example, your yam and your potatoes, snack items, sugar, and non-alcoholic beverages such as tea, soft drink, vegetable juices, and the like.
Mrs. Chambers adds that each month, a sample of approximately 1,200 households will be visited by the Statin interviewers, amounting to some 15,000 households at the end of the survey. Data collected will be used to compute the Consumer Price Index, CPI, the most commonly used indicator of inflation in Jamaica. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.